How much persistence, my friend, do you have in getting answers from God? I'm Pastor Schulze with the Call to Obedience radio ministry. This broadcast comes to you every week at this time over this station. Our text is from Mark 7, beginning with verse 24. It says there, "And from thence he," that is Jesus, "arose and went into the borders of Tyre and Sidon and entered into an house, and would have no man know it, but he could not be hid. For a certain woman, whose young daughter had an unclean spirit, heard of him, and came and fell at his feet." The woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by nation, and she besought him that he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter. But Jesus said unto her, "Let the children first be filled, for it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it unto dogs." And she answered and said unto him, "Yes, Lord, yet the dogs under the table eat of the children's crumbs." And he said unto her, "For this saying, go thy way, the devil is gone out of thy daughter." Now, my friend, what we see here is, first of all, that Jesus is trying to get away. Did you hear that from the text? It says, "From thence he arose and went into the borders of Tyre and Sidon, and entered into an house, and would have no man know it." Jesus, by now, had been experiencing a tremendous amount of criticism from the scribes, the Pharisees, and Sadducees. And it is indeed no great blessing to be criticized over and over and over again. That is why preachers need to have times when they can get away, because they face a lot of this criticism from many members of the congregation quite frequently. For the sake of rest and emotional and spiritual renewal, they need to get away. Jesus literally got out of town, and he went as far as entering Gentile territory to find a home somewhere in a resort area to get some rest. And he kept his destination secret. It says in verse 24 that he would have no man know it. He didn't want anybody to know where he was at. Now, knowing that Jesus was the smartest man who ever lived, when he decided to hide somewhere, how difficult do you think it was for anyone to find him? It says here he entered into an house. It's unknown to us whose house he entered and what all happened there, but wouldn't it be wonderful if someday we find out what all happened in that house with Jesus being there? So what we have here is God hiding himself, because Jesus was God, is God, and Jesus here is hiding himself. Jesus is making himself unavailable and unapproachable to humankind so that it became impossible for anyone to find him except for one single condition. Do you ever feel that God was hiding from you? Oh, you had a problem that sorely vexed you and you just could not find God. You could not find the preacher either. I think most of us have been in such a place. The point I'm trying to make here is that Jesus said, "I'm going to a place where I cannot be reached. I don't want to be reached." But if somebody really is desperate enough, is persevering enough, they will find me. They will find a way to reach me. And that is just the way God is. God can always be reached, even if he is hiding himself. And that is brought out to us by the prophet Jeremiah, where God said, "And ye shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart." Don't you ever say, "I can't get a hold of God, I can't get a hold of Jesus." If you seek him, it says here in the Word, with all your heart, you shall find him every single time. So the Bible has nothing encouraging to say to people who give up easy, who try a little prayer here, a little prayer there, and it has nothing encouraging to say to people who give a little push here and there and to have their prayer answered, to be sanctified, to be filled with the Spirit, to get the promises of God to work for them. The Bible always hears a man or woman of desperation, unstoppable, who does not accept a no from a God whose name is yes. And I'm not talking about you wanting something for your own pleasure. I'm talking about something from God that God wants you to have, something that God is holding back until you have come to the point of earnest, sincere, prevailing faith and prevailing prayer. If you want the walls that imprison you in your ministry to break down, it will take more than a little pounding with a household hammer. It will take a persistence of pounding with a sledgehammer day after day, and then God will answer in power. This story was written for us, that we all would get the spirit of the Syrophoenician woman, who more than all stories demonstrates this passage where Jesus says, "Ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you." In each case, it is in the present active indicative. When you look at the English or the Greek grammar here, and knocking here, for example, means knock and keep knocking on and knocking until the door is open for you. That's the way Jesus wants us to come to him many a time. So Jesus was here in a house of rest. He needed to be alone with his Father in heaven. He was, so to speak, on the telephone line with his Father, communing with him, needing a refreshing touch from God. So you could say that perhaps there was a sign on the door of this house that said, "Do not disturb." But my friend, when you're really, really serious about finding somebody, there are ways to go about it. There are ways to investigate, and by the grace of God, you will find what you're looking for. I'm saying this as a former professional investigator. Yes, you shall seek me and find me, God says, when you shall search for me with all your heart. So this woman found the house where Jesus was at, and I would suspect that she knocked on the door. She ignored the sign that said, "Do not disturb." And I can see, my friend, the disciples coming to the door and telling her, "Haven't you read the sign out here? Jesus is resting. He's in communion with his Father. He doesn't have time for you." Then I hear Jesus in the front room calling his disciples, "Let her in! Let her in!" How else would she have gotten in unless Jesus himself would have said, "Let her come in"? Hallelujah, and I'm getting blessed. This woman broke down every barrier to come into the presence of Jesus. She came with a noble cause, and she knew it, for she knew what she was for, Jesus was for, and she knew what she was against, Jesus was against. What she was for, my friend, was the deliverance of a child from demon possession, and she was tired of having the devil in her house, ruining every day of her life. So friends, there are ways to get this devil out of your house, to get rid of demonic depression and oppression. There is a way, my friend, to get free. If you get as desperate as this Syrophoenician woman was, there is a way to get free. Are you tired of having the devil ruin every day of your life, my friend? If so, this is why this story is in the Bible. So the woman came. She made it in the house. Now look at the woman, how she came. It says in verse 25, when she came into the house, she fell. She fell at Jesus' feet. That means she was desperate and not to be denied. That means, secondly, she acknowledged that Jesus was her only hope, and thirdly, she surrendered herself to him as an obedient servant, willing to do whatever he would ask her to do. Now, I want to stop at this last point. Many deliverances from the devil's influences in our houses, our hearts, many kinds of oppression have not come to people because they have not accepted the lordship of Jesus. They have not fallen at his feet, or when they have fallen at his feet, they have not come with a clean heart. They have come with resentful attitude towards brother, mother, sister, preacher, or bitterness in their souls. They have not cleaned up before they fell at the feet of Jesus, or they have had adulterous affairs or fornication that have not been taken care of, so they fall at Jesus' feet. My friend, you've got to come to Jesus broken and surrendered and straightened out if you want deliverance from the devil. You cannot expect deliverance from the devil until you are willing to get completely under the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we have three things going now to get deliverance. One is desperation. The second is that we must have a noble request. And the third one is we must be totally surrendered to whatever Jesus would have us do. That is, we must be willing to do it. So look at her request now. It says in verse 26 that she would cast forth the devil out of her daughter. Let's look at Jesus' response. It's found in verse 27. Jesus said, let the children first be filled, for it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it unto dogs. Here's where a lot of people get a wrong impression of Jesus. The key in understanding this verse is in one word, and that one word is first. If you put this word first in the context of the whole Bible, you know that Jesus fully intended to deliver this woman's daughter from the devil. Or why would he let her into her house to start with? It says, for this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he would destroy the works of the devil. That is what Jesus came to earth for, to destroy the works of the devil, to deliver such a one as this daughter from a demon. So that's already given to us in Genesis 12, for God says, through Abraham's seed, the whole world, all generations shall be blessed, including the Gentiles. It is not a question of whether there would be deliverance, it is only a question of when. And the key word here is, as I said, first. First the Jews, and second the Gentiles, but all of us in time. Now we read, as we put this together, the woman then challenged the saying of first the Jews, then the Gentiles. She said, why not now? Could you make an exception? Oh, Jesus, I need help right now. And so Jesus masterfully, in a beautiful way, knowing exactly what he was going to do, sets up a plan to fire up her faith, even the more than she already had. His word is first the Jews, then the Gentiles. And then here is the answer of this woman. She says, yes, Lord. She agrees with that. She says, yes, Lord. Then she says, yet the dogs under the table eat of the children's crumbs. The woman would not take no for an answer. The woman did not ask for a whole meal. She let the Jews have the whole meal. She said, I'm a Gentile. All I'm asking for a crumb that is under the table. She drew a beautiful picture for all of us, of a family eating at the table and puppy dogs then being down below the table waiting for the children to drop a few little crumbs to feed them. She said, Lord, I'm coming to you like one of those little puppy dogs. I'm not asking for the whole bread, but just for what the children drop, what falls off the table that nobody would be missing. She didn't ask for anybody's meal or half a meal or quarter of a meal. She just asked for what ends up on the floor anyhow. She was willing to take the place of a puppy under the table. I want to tell you something here, my friend. Most people that I know of, and I've pastored 37 years, would be offended if someone would call them a dog or a puppy dog, if they would be called something other than what they think themselves to be. I don't know how many people would stay with a preacher if he would address them in some derogatory manner, like Jesus saying, it is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to the dogs. Can you see how pride is a great hindrance for us getting what God has for us? Can you see that pride was the first sin ever committed when Lucifer, the great leading angel, wanted to be made equal with God? Oh, this devilish, devilish sin of pride. Jesus probed her heart for any residue of pride, and he found none whatsoever. He found a true saint of God who could not be offended. The Bible says, indeed, great peace have they that have, that love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. And so Jesus, finding this woman of no offense, of great faith, of great perseverance, said unto her, for this saying, go thy way, the devil is gone out of thy daughter. Hallelujah. So Jesus went away to have a vacation, to get some rest, to hide himself. But there was a woman who had a need. She knew it was a noble need to be met by the Savior, and she let no stone unturned until she found the house in which he was. The moment the woman's faith was exercised, the daughter was delivered from the demon. I'm Pastor Schulze with the Called Obedience Radio Ministry. Goodbye now, until next week.